Day 52, greatness. Wake up, church. It's time to choose. Are we going to continue to set ourselves up to be powerless victims by imitating the rest of the world and constantly striving for victory? As quoted from the book, Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 47. Today's quote is pointed at the church, but it is just as applicable to each and every one of us. It's time to wake up and choose. Are we going to choose settling for victory as our proof that we are victors, or are we going to take God's word for it? Choosing to need to see victory happen in order for our victor status to be confirmed is a victim-thinking bonanza. There is absolutely no way victory in the ways we want can be guaranteed. That means failure is going to happen in ways that will make us think we are not the victors God made us to be. Repetitive failure makes us identify with being a victim, and victim thinking is sure to take hold. Here's what the Bible says on the subject. You have also given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand upholds me, and your gentleness makes me great. Psalm 18:35, New American Standard Bible. I've been taught that it is victory that makes me great. A winner is someone who wins, right? So, by the world's standards, you have to have victory to be a victor. God sees it another way. According to today's reading, we are great because of the gentleness of God. That word gentleness is such a strange word to be tied to our greatness. It isn't the greatness of God that makes us great. It is His gentleness. To help try and explain what the Bible means by that, I took a look at how the word gentleness was translated from the original language. In addition to gentleness, the word has been used as meekness and condescension. Now, I'm really confused. In my opinion, meekness and condescension are two really negative words, particularly when used to justify any greatness that might be in my life. As I took some time to ponder this weird use of words, it started to make some sense to me. It says in the Bible that the meek shall inherit the earth. Though I view being meek as something negative, God described himself through Jesus as being meek. The most powerful force in all creation being described as meek means to me that my definition of meek must be all wrong. I want that kind of meekness to be what guarantees my greatness. Then condescension came into clarity for me. It isn't that I have to be a condescending jerk to be great, although I know many great people who are the epitome of condescending jerks. It is the fact that this great and perfect God has lowered himself, in essence, condescended himself to where I could have a relationship with him. It is his gentle, meek, and positively condescending position that makes me great, not his greatness, nor anything I do that might be considered great. The same goes for our victor status. We are victors because God chose to stoop so low as to come into relationship with us. Our identity can never be about what we do. It is always about what He has done. Just like God had a choice as to whether He would lower Himself to our level to lift us up, we too have a choice. We can either work our tails off to try and lift ourselves up, or we can accept His gentleness, meekness, and condescending position to be lifted into the position He wants for us. Your victor status isn't something you can earn or prove on your own. You are a victor and therefore great because of what God has done for you. Let that thought be what guides you as you take on your day to day. Your greatness is assured no matter how many things comes against that greatness today.